but coming off of turn four, it's unbelievable. I can't really put it into words the way it feels. I talked to Christy, my wife, this morning, and she was like, you know, what would it mean to you if you won this race today? And I told her, I was like, it would just be like a dream come true. And I'm trying to be, Jenna, I'm trying to be as sincere as I can and not sound like old cliche there, but it really is. I mean, as a kid growing up, this is what you dream of being able to win the Daytona 500. And, you know, I won the July race here in, a really close race with Kyle, but coming off of turn four and seeing the checkered flag and knowing that there's not going to be another green, white checkered and that you're going to be the Daytona 500 champion, I can't explain to you. You know, it's very emotional. I don't know that I've cried like that, and I've kept trying to compose myself, and I couldn't get it back. You know, it just means so much. And, you know, for me to be in the position that I was 4 or 5 months ago and to have Chip and Felix and Bass Pro Shops welcome me into their organization, it means a lot, and it's a great way, for me to be able to pay those guys back. Well, when Greg pushed me to the lead going into turn three, we got checked out a ways, and I thought there was two or three of us in line. And typically, when you get two or three in line for a lap or two, if the guys are running too wide behind you, you can gap them. And I knew that we were going to have to run, you know, another lap or two, and it was going to be over. And then Greg just got a huge run down the front stretch, and he got by me. And I just, you know, I don't remember exactly everything that happened between the start-finish line for the white and then coming to the checkered. But, I got a big run down the back stretch again, and I looked in my mirror, and I saw the 88. And I'll be honest, I was like, crap. I'm like, this guy has won a lot of races here. His family has an incredible history here. And, I believe everything happens for a reason, and I just was like, I hope this isn't his turn to win the Daytona 500. I hope this is mine. And you can't tell when you look out of the back of the car how fast they're closing. I mean, you can tell they're closing, but you can't tell the rate they're closing. And I was looking at the start-finish line, looking at my mirror, looking at the start-finish line, and I thought, I don't think he's going to be able to beat me to it. And then the flag stand is so bright that I couldn't tell what flag they were waving either. And so as I'm going by, I'm like looking, I'm like, I can't tell if that was a checkered flag or if that was the white or if it was still the green. And I know that may sound odd, but we had so many green, white checkers, I didn't really know exactly what was going on at that point. You wait, and the same thing happened to me here when I won with Kyle. You wait to hear the cheers on the radio, and there was silence for a while. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't have let off the gas at this point. I should have kept going. But, it's just very hard for me to explain. And I think, like what Felix said, I want to be a lot more excited, but I can't believe it right now. You know what I mean? You come into this media center and the hype that the Daytona 500 gets media wise is unbelievable. And I'm so excited to get to be a part of all that. I know my wife's excited about getting to go to New York. And there's just so much that goes with this. And I feel honored that I get to be a guy that's won this race. Well, I mean, my dad cries a lot. My dad is the first guy, if something really good happens, he's very emotional. And when I was sitting in the car, I was like, ooh, I don't want to look at him before I do my TV interview because I know that I'm gonna break down. And just so you guys know, my dad left before the race was over. And he's like, he's not trying to get back here now because it's obviously a madhouse. But, my dad and my wife, I mean, that's, you know, when you, you know, you do something that you love and you just, you know, you want to share that with the people you love. So well, I've always, you know, enjoyed the super speedway races. And typically if I can finish them, I usually finish pretty well. You know, the Daytona 500's been a race that I think 19th's the best I've ever finished in this. I've run pretty well in it, but have gotten caught up in late race incidents. So the July race has always been pretty good to me. But I've always been with teams that had really good cars, really good engines, and that makes a huge difference when you get to these places. You got to have a car with a good engine, and it's got to drive well at a place like here. So I've always been really fortunate that the teams I've been with have been able to give me great equipment. And you know, plate racing is a lot about people helping you. And you know, if everyone, when you get out there, you have a decision to make when you get behind somebody of which one you want to help. And I've been really fortunate that, you know, I'm pretty good friends with a lot of guys out there, and guys typically will help me when I get to plate races. And you cannot win one of these races with help, and it's not just from one guy. It takes a lot of people. You got to have a fast car, and everything's got to work out for you. And I've been, you know, obviously really fortunate the last two plate tracks. Well, I don't think so at all. I mean, I think that, you know, Juan's and Martin last year ran really well in these cars at the super speedways, and the ECR engines have always been known for really good restrictor plate engines. So, you know, I mean, you got to be lucky though to win these. And like I say, I've been able to put myself in a really good position the last two plate tracks. So I mean, I don't think it's an upset. I think I think it's really tough for a new driver and crew chief and team to all come together and to be able to win in their first race. That's huge. But it's, I've told you guys this every time you ask me, it's been a lot easier going back, to this organization than it was when I left and went to Roush, because I already knew everybody here. I've said that it's a very warm welcoming to me, when I got to the shop. And It's everything from, the guys in the fab shop to the accountants. I mean, everywhere throughout the shop, I'm very comfortable and I know everybody. And I think that's what's made this, transition back easier than what it is for, if you went to an organization you didn't know. No, I was on the phone with him when I walked in here. I didn't know, that he had left until a little bit ago. So, somebody was talking to him on the phone, and I was like, give me the phone. I'm like, I want to talk to him. So, it would have been great for him to get to be here and share all this with me. But, my dad he comes to a lot of races, and I'm very fortunate that, my dad's one of my best friends. That's who I eat lunch with every day, and that's who I go play we ride go-karts together, and if I play golf, that's what we do. When we go fishing, I go with my dad. I mean, that's who I hang out with. So my dad and I have got to share, a lot of great times together, and it's unfortunate they didn't get to be in Victory Lane, but it's fun for me. I listen to him on his phone. He's like, oh, man, everybody's called me. My phone won't quit ringing. And so he's getting to have his own little celebration right now. Well, Kevin was – or Bono – still kind of uncomfortable calling him that, has been one of the best surprises for me coming back. I've parked next to them last year every single weekend, and it's funny because he laughs and smiles all the time now, but I never saw him laugh or smile. And everyone that knows me knows that, I typically smile all the time, and there's always a little bit of a joke in everything that I say. And I thought that was really important, when I got with a crew chief that we had personalities that were similar. And then I hung out with him for a little bit, and I remember going home and telling Christy, and I'm like, man, he is just nothing like what I expected. I'm like, I really like him. I'm like, I think we're going to get along just fine. And it's been really nice, getting to work with Kevin and he's one of those guys very similar to me that has fun, but he's also very serious when it's time to be serious.